Weather pattern changes bringing us some warmer conditions will continue as we move forward through the next day or two, and then a minor setback is expected later this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures at this hour to the east of the Missouri River in the eastern Dakotas and into Minnesota are running mostly in the teens and some 20s. We have seen some 30-degree readings occurring recently in the region from Devil's Lake southward towards the Jamestown area and on further to the south into the central portions of South Dakota. Temperatures are pushing up close to 40 degrees in the southwest corner of North Dakota, and all of this is working its way farther to the east. Temperatures are even warmer still in the northwest part of South Dakota, but we will have to wait patiently for the warmer air to arrive, and temperatures here in the immediate listening area will probably not be quite as warm as what's happening out there in western South Dakota, but we will work our way in the right direction. We have a little bit of precipitation, a little wintry mix of types of precipitation occurring in the northwest corner of North Dakota this hour. That's the only precipitation in the region. As we move forward now through these next couple of days, we're not anticipating any major storm system to impact the region, and the warm-up will certainly be welcome, and we should be able to continue to cruise right along through this week without any travel issues or serious bouts of cold or warm. Now, the temperatures will be rising above average additionally, though, and we do have a frontal system that will cut through the region for a brief period of time here on Wednesday going into Thursday, and the temperatures will come down a little bit behind that, but will still be warmer than normal for this time of the year. The frontal system will bring us a few sporadic showers briefly in the eastern Dakotas as we get into Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, and on into Minnesota as well, but the precipitation that results will not be very meaningful. We'll have some snow flurries around as the colder air infiltrates the region as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday, but again, no well-organized precipitation event is expected. That will change, perhaps, as we get out a little bit later in the forecast period. As we get out towards the first part of next week, we'll probably have a more organized storm system impacting the region with a more generalized snow event possible as well. Now, the temperatures for the rest of the day will be very pleasant. We do expect those afternoon readings to continue working their way up into the 20s, and for the most part, it'll be a nice day, 20s and 30s across the majority of the region. Tomorrow, we'll expect to see the highs again, mostly in the 30s. There'll be a few upper 20s in northeastern parts of North Dakota and some 40s out in the far western parts of South Dakota. And then on Thursday, cooler air will come in behind that frontal system. Thursday and Friday both. We'll see teens and 20s overspreading a larger portion of the region once again. Nighttime lows are not expected to be very threatening, but we will see a few single digits in teens later this week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.